जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यमुना तीर
अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्तवृंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ राधा पुण्य श्याम कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय। श्री गौर निताय की जय। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। भगवद्वाणी श्रीमद भगवद्गीता की जय। समवेत वैष्णव भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेशल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेशल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेशल डिवोटीज। श्री गुरु श्री गुरु वर्स 14 चैप्टर फर्स्ट वर्स, व्हाट इज वर्स नंबर 14 वन। हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये। रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज 14th चैप्टर, द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटेरियल नेचर, टेक्स्ट 1। श्री भगवान उवाच, परमा भूय प्रवक्ष्यामि ज्ञानानां ज्ञानं उत्तमं, यज्ञान्त्वा मुनयः सर्वे परां सिद्धिं इतो गतः। श्री भगवान उवाच, परं भूय प्रवक्ष्यामि ज्ञानानां ज्ञानमुत्तमम्, यज्ञान्त्वा मुनय सर्वे परां सिद्धिं इतो गतः। श्री भगवान उवाच, परं भूय प्रवक्ष्यामि ज्ञानानां ज्ञानमुत्तमम्, यज्ञान्त्वा मुनयः सर्वे परां सिद्धिम् इतो गतः। श्री भगवान उवाच, परं भूय प्रवक्ष्यामि ज्ञानानां ज्ञानमुत्तमम्, यज्ञान्त्वा मुनयः सर्वे परां सिद्धिम् इतो गतः। श्री भगवान उवाच, परं भूय प्रवक्ष्यामि ज्ञानानां ज्ञानमुत्तमम्, यज्ञान्त्वा प्रॉड मीनिंग. श्री भगवान उवाच. द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड परम ट्रांसडेंटल भूय एगेन प्रवक्ष्यामि आई शैल स्पीक ज्ञानानां ऑफ ऑल नॉलेज. ज्ञानम नॉलेज उत्तमम द सुप्रीम यत व्हिच ज्ञान्त्वा नोइंग मुनयः द सेजेस सर्वे ऑल पराम ट्रांसडेंटल सिद्धिं परफेक्शन इतः फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड गतः अटेन ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ट्रांसलेशन. द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड अगेन आई शैल डिक्लेयर टू यू द सुप्रीम विजडम द बेस्ट ऑफ ऑल नॉलेज नोइंग व्हिच ऑल द सेजेस हैव अटेंड supreme perfection. Please repeat. The supreme personality of God had said, again I shall declare to you the supreme wisdom, the best of all knowledge, knowing which all the sages have attained the supreme perfection. Purpose. From this seventh chapter to the end of the 12th chapter, Sri Krishna in detail reveals the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. Now, the Lord Himself is further enlightening Arjuna. If one understands this chapter through the process of philosophical speculation, he will come to an understanding of devotional service. In the 13th chapter, it was clearly explained that by humbly developing knowledge, one may possibly be freed from material entanglement. It has also been explained that it is due to association with the modes of nature that the living entity is entangled in this material world. Now in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality explains what those modes of nature are, how they act, how they bind, and how they give liberation. The knowledge explained in this chapter is proclaimed by the Supreme Lord to be the superior to the knowledge given so far in other chapters. By understanding this knowledge, various great sages attain perfection and transfer to the spiritual world. The Lord now explains the same knowledge in a better way. This knowledge is far, far superior to all other processes of knowledge, thus far explained. And knowing this, many attain perfection, thus it is expected that one who understands this 14th chapter will attain perfection. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Dadati so padantikam Bandi ahansi guru Sri Juta padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnam Hamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సవధూతం వైజన సహితం కృష్ణా చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పదాం సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖానితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతళి శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణీ నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణీ నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమినే గౌరదృశే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ విషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ విపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ పరం భూయ ప్రవక్ష్యామి జ్ఞానానాం జ్ఞానముత్తమం యజ్ఞాన్త్వా మునయః సర్వే పరాం సిద్ధిం ఇతో గతః. ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ సెడ్, again I shall declare to you the supreme wisdom, the best of all knowledge, knowing which all the sages have attained the supreme perfection. Hare Krishna. So there are 18 chapters in this Bhagavad Gita, and first 6 chapter dealing with karma, niskama karma yoga, and starting from 7th chapter up to 12th chapter there is description about pure devotional service, bhakti. But after describing karma and bhakti, niskama karma and bhakti, then Lord is going to explain knowledge, transcendental knowledge, the concluding 6th chapter, starting from 13th chapter to 18th chapter. There is a description of transcendental knowledge. Because bhakti is, as Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, bhakti is simply a sentiment without transcendental knowledge. Though sometimes we think bhakti has nothing to do with jnana and karma, bhakti is independent. But here is the knowledge described here is not the ordinary knowledge. This is the transcendental knowledge. Knowledge is two types. There is material knowledge and spiritual knowledge, adhyatma vidya and bhautika vidya. And Krishna told adhyatma vidya vidyanam. Krishna represents adhyatma vidya, spiritual knowledge. So this concluding chapters, this explaining about transcendental knowledge, by knowing this knowledge, we can make ourselves free from the influence of modes of nature, or the external energy, from the influence of external energy of the Lord. So that's why in the beginning in this section, from 13th chapter, Lord says to Arjuna, Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and field of the knower of the field, and knowledge and the object of knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, this body was son of Kunti is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field. And like this, in 13th chapter is mainly described the soul and material nature, and there is also description of the super soul. And this chapter specifically, this 14th chapter, is a description how a conditioned soul get entangled with three modes of material nature, or how three modes of material nature just grab a conditioned soul, how it entangled. And also in the end of this chapter, the process is given how to overcome the influence of material nature. So in this is the first verse in this chapter, and Lord Himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is just glorifying wisdom. And he's telling that this chapter, the knowledge specifically in this chapter, is the topmost knowledge. This knowledge given in the previous chapters is inferior to that knowledge is given in this particular chapter. Jnanam sanchinna sansayam. One may have so many doubts, but will we know this knowledge? And the Lord is telling in many sages, and previously also, knowing which, all the sages have attained this supreme perfection. So even we may practicing the process of devotional service, but still we must have knowledge. Without knowledge, we'll be always in doubt in every circumstances of practicing bhakti. That's when there are many descriptions of knowledge or definitions of knowledge in previous chapters also. Jnana Sanchin, and in fourth chapter also, that is the Jnana Yoga, there is also Lord told about the importance of knowledge. Jathedhamsi samadhu agni bhasmasat kurute arjuna jnanagni sarvakarmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. Just like there is a big amount of cottons, there may be a mountain of cottons, but simply one much stick is enough to just to make it ashes. Similarly, one may have so many sinful, one may part from many, many lifetimes. But jnana sankalpa jathe idhamsi samadho agni bhasmasat kurute arjuna jnanagni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute. One is when enlightened with divine knowledge, so that person can make himself free from the reaction of the sinful activity he has committed in previous lives or previously. So without knowledge, one always remains in illusion. He is always in doubt. What to do, what not to do. Krishna told, sansayatma vinasya. If a person always remains in such a situation, what to do and what not to do, he is not able to take any decision, then he is always confused. Such a person is subject to destruction. Sansayatma vinasyati, Krishna is telling. That's why even after speaking about bhakti, in the 12th chapter is known as bhakti yoga. But again, Lord is speaking about transcendental knowledge in concluding. Because without knowledge, the bhakti is simply sentiment. You must have knowledge. Why we are performing certain things, we must have knowledge. Why we are doing, otherwise you will become niyamagraha. If someone knows and did not know why he is doing something, then if he is not completely free from his doubts, then maybe in future he will leave bhakti and go away. So that's why you must know all these things. Knowledge means three things. You must know soul, super soul, and material nature, and the relation in between, and how the material nature is controlling a conditioned soul by three modes of material nature. How a conditioned soul, when influenced by this first nine verse of this section, this 14th chapter is describing about this. When a conditioned soul entangled with mode of ignorance, what happened to him? When he entangled in with mode of passion, what will happen to him? And when by he entangled by mode of goodness, what is the effect? So that's why we must have this knowledge. There is a generally in this material world, this knowledge, the teacher also to those who are teaching material knowledge and some teaching. But practically in this age now, in this age, due to the Kali Yuga, that very rare teachers following the principles, following the parampara of Narada Muni. Just like see, this teacher is Shukracharya and his disciples Sandhya and Amarka, and there is another disciplic succession from Narada Muni and Prahlad Maharaj. So now, everywhere we see those the people's calling, this is they are learning knowledge, but this is not knowledge. That's why this Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed the famous song. In one of his song, he wrote that Jada vidya jato mayara vaibhava tumara bhajane badha anitya sansare moho janmaya jiva ko karaye gadha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Jada vidya, this material knowledge, that is we are getting through schools, college, universities. Mayara vaibhava, this is the opulence of the illusory energy. This is tomara bhajane badha, this simply causing obstacles in path of your devotional service. Tomara bhajane badha. Anitya sansare moho janmaya, simply increases our attractions for sense enjoyment for this material world. Moho janmaya jiva ko karaye gadha, simply making us or teaching us the process how to work very hard like an S. And so people are working so hard, they did not know why they are working. This is material nature, through material knowledge, the three modes of material, how they just entangle the conditioned souls. They did not know why they are working. Day and night, money is sweeter than honey, brighter than sunshine. So that's why we have to know what is the real knowledge, what is the spiritual knowledge. That is Krishna is telling Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanang. I am the spiritual knowledge among all knowledge. So there are spiritual teachers. Now this all the material knowledge and material teachers. All school and college, universities all over the world, in this planet, they're simply coming from the disciplic succession of Shukracharya, Sandhya Amarka. There's no discussion of the soul research or anything about soul, material nature or Supreme Lord. There are no discussions, just like we are here. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj rejected the teachings of Shukracharya's ancestors like Sandhya Amarka, and he accepted the teachings of Narada Muni. So we are getting this knowledge also in this parampara from Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, Brahma and Narada. And in this parampara we are getting this knowledge from His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Arvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He gave His Bhakti Vedanta purport. So we can understand very clearly what is knowledge. Knowledge means these three things. So we can understand who is the Supreme Lord. In every page, just like today we read this verse, Bhasri Bhagavan Uvacha. And whenever there is Bhagavan Uvacha, then Prabhupada wrote, Lord Sri Krishna says, the Supreme Lord, Lord Sri Krishna says. And there is one professor in Calcutta University, he was also like a, he has a great Sanskrit scholar and a little Mayavadi. And he came to Mayapur and he asked Prabhupada, he also wrote his Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita. He made his own commentary, word meaning, everything. And he used to come to Prabhupada, oh, Swamiji, why your translations are not proper? Because I am a Sanskrit professor, I could understand where you are making wrongs. I have this Gita, you can see. There's many places they have written Bhagavan Uvacha. Why are you writing? Sri Krishna says, Lord Sri Krishna says, why are you writing this? This is Bhagavan Uvacha. Because they know, they think Bhagavan means something impersonal. The Prabhupada told just to teach this Mayavadi, told, okay, show me where he is wrong, then he will show 100 places. This is only Bhagavan Uvacha, then you writing Sri Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna says, why are you writing like this? So in this way, Prabhupada by trick just engaged this Mayavadi to chanting and again, Lord's name. So, by reading this Bhagavad Gita with Bhakti Vedanta purport, we can very easily understand who is the Supreme Lord. Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, we can understand also what is soul, living entity. How living entity is part and parcel of Lord Sri Krishna. In forthcoming chapter, in the next chapter, Krishna is telling in 7th verse, Mama Ivangsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Mano Sastha Indriyani Prakruti Sthani Karsati. So our living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord or Super Soul. Then he is telling also material nature, how material nature acts, that is specifically described in this 14th chapter. There's this also in 7th chapter in 14th verse, Krishna told Daivi Hesa Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya Mame Bhaje Prapadyanti Maya Metam Karandite. This is Mama Maya, this is my illusory energy. Krishna is telling me this is my energy. Mama Maya Durataya, it is very difficult to overcome. Is not possible unless one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. Unless one Mama Maya Durataya, but next line, that's why Krishna is telling Mam Evaje Prapadyante Maya Metam Taranti. One time Srila Prabhupada was giving class in Radha Landaneswar and then he told in class that actually all this you are the audience here, all you are listening the class, this Maya can entangle all of you. You can be overcome by the illusory energy of the Lord. But actually I am, Maya cannot do anything to me. I am free from Maya. Maya cannot do any harm to me. Everyone thought, oh yes, Prabhupada is pure devotee. That is true. But after class, then Prabhupada was standing in front of Jati. Then he was praying something. He was talking. Very softly he was chanting, murmuring something. And his secretary was standing and hearing what Prabhupada is telling. Prabhupada was praying very sincerely. Oh Lord, oh Radha London, so please yeah, make always protect me from the influence of your illusory energy. Please, your illusory energy should not cover me, should not affect me. Then they say, how is Prabhupada, you told just in class that this illusory energy cannot do anything to you. Now I heard that the secretary is telling, I heard that you are praying to the Lord. So Prabhupada told, that is the secret. Why I am free from the influence of illusory energy, because every day I am sincerely praying to the Lord to protect me from the influence of illusory energy. And the devotees of ISKCON, we have this defect. And the devotees of ISKCON, they do not fear Maya. They do not know Maya is so much powerful. It's naturally Mama Maya Durataya. We have to pray every day to Krishna to make only Krishna can overcome. And anyone who is under shelter of Krishna, it is every day. We are not forgetting to eating our prasadam timely, drinking water, but we are forgetting to pray to Krishna to make us free from the influence of illusory energy. So that's why in this chapter, the concluding verse is Krishna is telling how we can overcome influence. Yoman abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya abhyabhicharini bhakti. If someone do abhyabhicharini bhakti, then he can overcome the influence of maya. What is about abhyabhicharini bhakti? Vyabhichara bhakti and abhyabhichara bhakti. Vyabhichara means, generally this word is used to Vyabhichara or Vyabhicharini. That means someone has considered so many people as his master, or a woman considered her mind with so many people. Same time he is thinking there are so many people as her husband. So this is Vyabhichara. And of Vyabhichara means fixed your mind in one point. It's considered only one person as your worshipable Lord. One person as husband. So this is abhyabhicharini. So Krishna is telling abhyabhicharini bhakti. In purport to 18th chapter, 65th verse, this famous verse, manmana bho mad bhakto madhyajimang namaskuru mami vaisya shatyangte. Pratijane priyosimi. This Prabhupada mentioned what is abhyabhicharini bhakti. One has to fix his mind only one Lord. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna. The very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in Brahma Sanghita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on this original form of the Godhead. Then Prabhupada is telling them, Lord has a multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. So this is abhyabhicharini bhakti. Must concentrate our mind in one person. Even there Vishnu tato so many other forms, but we must meditate on one form. That is Krishna. Ishvarah Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. So, in this way, this chapter is specifically teaching us what is the Abhyabhicharini Bhakti and how to make ourselves free from the influence of modes of material nature. Urdha Gacchati Satvastha Madhya Tishthati Rajasa Jaghanya Gunabhitistha Adho Gacchati Tamasa. Those who are under the influence of a mood of goodness, they remain the heavenly planets, the demigods, and all the siddhas, all these higher planetary systems, seven planets, Swarga, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, up to Brahmalok, there is Siddhavala, then. And those who are under the influence of Rajaguna, mood of passion, specifically in this earthly planet, specifically the people having this human body. Having human body, we are mostly influenced by mood of passion. And those who are in lower species, then they are in mood of ignorance. but bhakti everyone is are qualified to do bhakti, but specifically those have human body, they can start bhakti, because there's so much opulence in heavenly planets. So the demigods, they are thinking sometimes we may get the opportunity to have a birth in this India, in this Bharatavarsha, so we can perform devotional service. And those are layers such as they are, because of mode, so much influence and mode of ignorance, they are also not able to do bhakti. That's why Prahlad Maharaj instructed us, Kaumare acharat durlabha manusam janma yadyapi adhruvam arthatam. Kaumare acharat pragya dharman bhagavatam iha durlabhan manusam janma yadyapi adhruvam arthatam. This human life is very rarely achieved. That's why Prahlad Maharaj advised to perform devotional service, to start devotional service from the very beginning of our life. Kaumare, in the age of 5, must start devotional service. At least when we have in traveling in this 84 lakh species, we came to this human form, and wherever we get some knowledge due to mercy of the sadhus or saintly person, we must start devotional service. There is no other meaning to this human birth. If someone have the human body and not performing devotional service, then his whole life is useless. Narottam Das Thakur says, Manushya janama labhiya radha krishna nahvajiya janiya suniya visa khaim. And knowingly drinking payajan. I have human body, but I just lost my whole time without performing devotional service. So that's why we have to perform devotional service, and we must know who is the Supreme Lord and concentrate our mind at his lotus feet. So by his mercy, we can make free ourselves from the influence of material knowledge, otherwise necessary material nature, from the influence of the three modes of material nature. Unless the Lord himself protect us, there is no question of by our own endeavor we cannot make ourselves free from the influence of the material nature. Material nature is so powerful. Krishna is telling Mama Maya, this is my illusion. Unless take shelter of the Supreme Lord, no question of making ourselves free from the influence of material nature. So that's why this chapter is very important to understand. This knowledge is from the second verse. The explanation will start. In this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead explains what those modes of nature are, how they act, how they bind, and how they give liberation. In this 14th chapter, this description is, we'll read after. The knowledge explained in this chapter is proclaimed by Supreme Lord to be the superior to knowledge given so far in other chapters. Okay, any question answer? We can discuss more, because this is just the starting of this one. This is just general statement by the Supreme Lord. What he will going to discuss in forthcoming verses. And he is just briefly telling that the knowledge that we will read in this chapter will be superior to all other knowledge he has explained before. Hare Krishna. And question and comments.
Report that it was
knowledge means this is Sankhya, that is called knowledge. Sankhya means you have to know all the 24 elements, that is, and described by Lord Kapila Dev, everything. How this everything is in this material world, that is knowledge. You have to know these five sthula tattvas, then five netri, chatu, bhumi, rapa, anala, by earth, water, ether, and air and fire, then mind, mana, buddhi, ahankar, mind, intelligence, and false ego, then five working senses and five knowledge acquiring senses, then the sense objects, like this is 15 and 8 is 23, then kala, the time factor, and then soul and super soul, all together they are 26 elements. And knowledge means philosophical speculation means you have to discuss thoroughly all these things. You have to know detail. That is Kapila Dev is explained specifically in Bhagavatam.
Guidance.
You have to know everything. Sankhya, that is Sankhya philosophy. That is knowledge. You have to go that loka, that particular planet. If you meditate on that form, then you have to go to that planet. Lord has, these are all free from birth and death, all the spiritual planets, but there is millions of Vishnu lokas. And any form you are meditating, you have to go to that form, that planet. Nrisimhadev's planet is different from Krishna's planet, Golok Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu came specifically for this. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kala samarpayitam unnata ujjvala rasam so bhakti sriyam hari purvata sundara kadamba sandipitam sada hudaye kandare sprotu vaha sachinandana. Before all acharyas, they go, gave the way how to go to spiritual planets, Vaikuntha planets. But no one can enter the Vaikuntha planet necessary to the Goloka Vrindavan unless following the raga bhakti, following the footprints of the Brajavasis. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. He gave specifically. Otherwise, by doing simple, we can go to some other spiritual planets also. One is so much attached to Nrisimha Devina, he go to Nrisimha planet. So now we are just worshipping Nrisimha there, just to destroy our obstacles in the path of Krishna Bhakti. Our aim is not to go Nrisimha there. So, but if you someone say, oh, no, I am attracted to Nrisimha, then Nrisimha Dev is everything for me, then this is not our goal. He has to go Nrisimha. Someone is attached to Ram or Ramchandra, he also go to Saket, Ajodhya. Even Krishna has also passed times in three places, Mathura, Dwarka, and Vrindavan. So anyone attracted to one pastime, they has to go there also. Krishna is in spiritual world, Krishna is all three places. So as to, like Gopa Kumara, he is not satisfied in Dwarka, Mathura, he has to, Narguni took him to Gokul. So even, we have to fix our mind. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajavadhu Vargenaja Kalpita Srimat Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dharanapara. This is the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The whole philosophy is given in this verse by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Who is our worshipful Lord and what is the process to attain Him. If our mind little here and there, we have something attraction to opulence of Krishna, then fix your mind. Amen. lotus feet of Nandanandan. Mahaprabhu told there may be so many names of Krishna, I only select two names, I accept only two names. Shyama Sundara, Jasudanandana, Dui Matra Jan. Krishna Sabdara Bahu Artha Namani. I don't accept so many meanings to the word, the meaning of the word Krishna. I accept only two meanings. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. I accept only two meanings. Jasudanandana, Shyama Sundara. I don't accept, who I don't know who is Devakinandana. I only know as only Jasudanandana. Jasudanandana, Shyama Sundar. And Radharani called him Shyama Sundar. So that's why I know only two names. I don't know so many names. So you have to fix your mind in this way. Sadhak has to fix.
A small story.
And here Prabhupada gave this Nrisimha mantra in San Francisco Rath Yatra. Yes, when the black people they threatened they will attack you, Prabhupada, Brahmananda Prabhu and all others, they are fighting with these gundas, and Prabhupada just stand on the Rath Yatra in the chariot and he told, now I am giving you one mantra, everyone has to chant. Then even the all obstacles would go. Then Prabhupada chanted, Namaste Narasimhaya. And all devotees chanted, and just they finished chanting this Namaste Narasimhaya prayer, they immediately police van come and they just arrested all the black people and took them away. So now devotees have faith, oh, this mantra is wonderful. So anyhow, just we remember Narasimhadev just to destroy our obstacles in path of Krishna Bhakti. We don't want to him as our worshipable Lord to go his planet. So that is his form, this Krishna's form to, he appeared in that form to destroy our obstacles. Jatapada parullava jugandini dhaya kumbha dundi pranama samaye sahaganadhiraja vignan vihantumalamasya jagatrayasya govindamadhi purusam tamahandaja. Even his worshipable Lord of Ganesh. This material, the materialists, they don't know who is Nrisimha or who is Krishna. They are simply meditating on Ganesh, but Ganesh is meditating on Nrisimha, on Krishna. He getting his power to destroying all of the obstacles from Krishna. That's why Upanishad is telling vidyangsya avidyangsya yovetti ubhayamsah. So he has to know about vidya and avidya, but intelligence will be given by Krishna. How much you need. Somebody surrender to Krishna. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So Krishna will give knowledge. When someone surrendered, then Krishna is giving within what you need and what you need. Main thing is surrendering, Peter Krishna. Someone is surrendered by following the six principles of Saranagati. Then everything will be revealed by Krishna. When Krishna supply everything. That's why in Chatusloki, in a tenth chapter Krishna is telling in 11th verse that my devotee is never remain ignorant. Yesam evanukam partham aham ajnanajam tam nasayami atma bhavastha jnana dipena bhasvata. So main thing we have to surrender. Krishna will take care of.
You know the Sanskrit, I only know the concept. But I know that you said that in order to get out of the material energy, you have to know what you're trying to get out of.
Yes.
So you have to learn something.
That is knowledge, that is Sankhya. You have to know everything. That's why Prabhupada wrote this speculative, you have to this speculative knowledge. Philosophical speculation. Okay. Okay, any other any comment or question you have? Okay.
My question is not specifically related to this, but it's regarding the mode of
material nature. Prabhupada did in Western world practical how to do this. What is this symptom of a person having a mode of passion? He want to work hard. He cannot sit idle. He cannot sleep also. He want to do something and he needs some praise, some name and fame. That's what Prabhupada did. He engaged all the young people, take my book bags and go and distribute. And then who is doing nice, people gave him very nice, and you are very nice. First, he says, announce the others, he get the so much praise from Prabhupada, so we must also work.
Generally, he doesn't have interest in devotional service. That is all, the devotional service, that distributing books or chanting.
He has the intention to work hard.
He wants to work hard and enjoy his time.
So what is the question? By the causeless mercy of a devotee. Prabhupada told this, Western world, they told, okay, Prabhupada, by Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, we know that unless some part from some Sukruti in a previous life, he cannot start Bhakti in this life. So we may have performed some Sukrutis in previous lives. Prabhupada told, no, this is due to my causeless mercy only. So, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, without mercy of a devotee, Chadiya, Narottam Das Thakur told, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva. Vistara Pai Chekeva. Mahaprabhu told, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhusan. The root cause of Krishna Bhakti is associating with a pure devotee. And this is the main reason also to getting the love, getting the pure love after the stage of achieving the pure love of God. Krishna bhakti janma mula hai sadhusan, Krishna prema upujaya, tinho mukhyanga. This is the prime verse. We are thinking maybe saddha is the first. Saddha, sadhu, no, how can you get saddha? As you said, that's why Mahaprabhu telling to Sanatana Goswami, first sadhusanga. Then you get saddha. Then you search for spiritual master, that is the second sadhusanga, then you get the Bhakti Lata Abhis from spiritual master. So Sadhu Sangh is there. Sadhu Sangh, Sarva Sastre Kaya. Labhi Matra Sadhu Sanghe Sarva Siddhiyaya. By the causeless mercy, pure devotee, like Narada Muni, he was just traveling and get Vikram Murugari in his course of traveling. So he delivered. Prabhupada was traveling following the instruction of his spiritual master, so he saw this hippies there, then he delivered them. So in this way, without mercy of spiritual, a pure devotee is not possible. Bhramite, bhramite, jadi sadhu vaidya paaye. ତାର ମନ୍ତ୍ର ବଳେ ମାୟା ପିଶାଚି ପଳାଏ ଭ୍ରମିତେ ଭ୍ରମିତେ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ କୋର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଆର୍ ଟ୍ରାଭେଲିଂ ସମହାଉ ଅଦର ୱି ୱିଲ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ଟଚ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଏ ପିଓର ଡିଭୋଟି ଦେନ୍ ହି ୱିଲ୍ ମେକ୍ ଅସ୍ ଫ୍ରି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦି ଇନ୍ଫ୍ଲୁଏନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ମାୟା ବାଇ ହିଜ୍ କଜ୍ଲେସ୍ ମର୍ସି Okay, you have a question? Okay.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
You said that very few teachers are there who are following the principles of Narada Muni. So I just want to request you to please explain in brief so that, I mean, what sort of principles a teacher should follow?
What principles you have to follow? There's a two teachers. Narada Muni is following. I told Prabhupada, he divine grace Prabhupada is following. He's modern and the Narada Muni for this modern age. Eh? So we're following Prabhupada. We're following Narada Muni. And all the present acharyas, the ISKCON, they are teaching us and following this parampara. What Prabhupada taught in his Bhakti Vedanta Purport, that is teachings of Narada Muni. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yes. Last question. Previous chapters. So I told that's why devotional service without knowledge is sentiment. That's why after even describing devotional service after 12th chapter, Krishna is giving divine this transcendental knowledge. Otherwise simply this is not so you have to know knowledge. Not devotees are not ignorant fools. They know everything. How can you fix it in devotional service? You must have transcendental knowledge, understand this. So that's why after giving bhakti, describing bhakti in 12th chapter, Krishna is describing then the transcendental knowledge, how to fix up in bhakti. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.